Star and Shadow Radio, keep it locked.
This is The Wrecking Show. Welcome. I'm Hannah Buckley.
And I'm Gillian Kleinman.
And this is a show about the physical action of rocking. It's a radio show about the action of shaking, swaying, or moving back and forth. This is an experiment in using the form of a radio show to work on a project that is actually for and in relationship to another form, a choreography. We are both choreographers and are starting to work towards a dance performance that will center the action of rocking in different ways. This show is a way for us to develop and advance our ideas and a way to get other people involved in the process. It's a four-part series, and our first episode was 2 weeks ago, where we introduced some ideas around rocking that interest us. And this week, we'll be guiding you through some rocking.
Yeah, so we've each recorded something. We haven't shared these with each other yet, so we've not listened to them yet. And I think we've taken different approaches to how to do that. And the invitation is to listen to these rocking practices and join in to do them, to take them as guides for your own rocking. So you might want to like make some space for yourself and get in some kind of comfortable clothes.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's some comfortable clothes on.
Yeah, when I was doing it, I was wearing my dressing gown. and yeah, so the way that, the approach that I took was I did a rocking practice, an improvised rocking practice, and I wore headphones and a microphone so that I could talk about what I was doing. So when you listen, I invite you to... You maybe want to start in the same way that I describe, but then also it won't be something that directly tells you exactly what to do at every moment, but might give you some bits of input that might help you move through some rocking in different positions, in different shapes, in different tempos. So in a way, the invitation is to let it sort of wash over you and take what you can or want in your rocking practice.
Yeah, and I think it's important to say kind of follow your own interest with it. So if you like kind of go off on your own and then want to find your own rock and we become more of a backdrop, that's absolutely fine. Or if you want to try and interpret what we're doing as best you can, that's also cool. There's no real right or wrong way of doing it.
In a way, it's just like making some time and space for rocking, yeah, which is sort of a weird thing to offer, but I find it a very interesting thing to give some time to. I liked doing it.
Yeah, and we're hopefully, because of the time of this show, it'll be a nice way to wind down your day.
Yeah, because as we know, rocking is very good, as we talked about last time, for the parasympathetic nervous system.
Yeah, so you can rock your day out.
You can rock your day out in a different way than like you might normally think about rocking. So yeah. The structure of the rest of the show is that you listen to the thing that I recorded, and then there'll be a track. It'll be the Hughes Corporation Rock the Boat, a slowed down version of Rock the Boat. We went for pop this time, like what you'd think of if you said, oh yeah, show about rocking on the radio.
Most obvious lyrics we could get.
Definitely. And then you'll hear Hannah's practice. Mm-hmm. And then we'll pop back on just as a little outro at the end. Cool. Should we get on with it?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's rock.
It's Saturday morning. It's just before 8 a.m. I'm in my bedroom.
The curtains are still drawn, but some light's coming through. And I've not yet made my bed. I got straight out of bed and started rocking. I'm rocking with the right foot behind my left. I'm standing. And I keep opening and closing my eyes. My legs are quite straight, but I can feel them now sort of wanting to bend to make the rock just that touch more bouncy, to make the arc of my pelvis sort of rise in the center, and as the weight moves from foot to foot, lower a little bit. And it's quite even, this rock. It's not syncopated, it's back and forth, pendulous. There's a pleasure to it, definitely. And I've found myself now turning my body 90 degrees to the right so that my feet are both facing in the same direction. And that's the same direction as my body. In this position, I can feel more kind of action of my shoulders. Something feels looser about this. Swingy. I'm really aware of my right hand and how it taps the front of my body and the back of my body. It seems that my upper body has come into some kind of twist. While my feet rock, pelvis rocks, the upper body sort of twists, swings. It's a reaction to what's happening just in my feet. It's not anything I'm doing sort of on purpose. Though, of course, as I pay attention to it, it becomes a bit more on purpose somehow. I think I need to release my jaw a bit. Holding a bit of morning tension in it. Still rocking. I wonder what happens when I use my right foot like a pivot and allow my left foot to rock in different directions. Oh, it seems to make me go quicker. That's sort of surprising. So I'm still rocking between my feet. My right foot is roughly in place. It's actually on a really nice cork yoga mat. I didn't move any of the things in my room. And my left foot can sort of put itself where it wants. Oh, my feet have swapped. Funny how that happens. I feel like I'm doing some kind of folk dance now. One foot moving forward and back. I can sort of see myself in a different kind of space. Feels familiar. Like I might have learned it, or I might just have watched it somewhere. Back to 2 feet, rocking. I'm staying in the circle. I can feel myself wanting to go around. Still rocking really gently between 2 feet. And then it's funny to see how those desires shift. Somehow I've rocked over to the fireplace. And I've got both hands on the mantle. I'm still using the back foot. So I've got my feet sort of split a little bit. Not very far apart, but split. I'm using the back foot to rock me forwards and back towards the wall with some of my weight on the mantle. So my elbows are bending and straightening. My legs are quite straight again. So it's sort of fun to play with bending. Somehow I'm now doing a kind of wiggly rock where my knees are bending and straightening and my body is moving in different directions. Oh, I'm on the floor. I'm rocking from side to side. My hands are still on the mantle and I'm kneeling. One foot up, one knee down, if you see what I mean. I'm rocking side to side. My toes are tucked under on the back foot. That's not very comfortable. Let's move that. I'm enjoying the traction that my shoulders are getting from just about hanging on to the mantle. The rock side to side. What if I brought my right hand down to the floor? Oh yeah. Then I can use my right hand to push a little bit, to land and to push in this rocking, which has now become kind of diagonal. So I've got one arm up, holding on to the furniture, I guess it is. My knees are still kneeling, one foot flat on the floor, one shin on the floor, and then another hand pushing. It's quite complicated, really. Oh, weirdly, I sort of looked under my left arm, sort of towards my left armpit, and that turn the side-by-side rocking into a circular motion of the pelvis. That's weird. Okay. Both hands want to be down now, diagonally. Now I'm rocking in a kind of rainbow-like arc, but side to side. And my left foot is working a lot to make this possible. And I'm kind of rolling on my shin. I wonder if that makes you do the same thing or something else. And all the while I'm just rocking. I'm almost on all fours, but a kind of weird all fours, particularly since my left hand is on the cool stone of the fireplace at the bottom, like the, you know, the bit that stops bits of fire getting onto your carpet. And my right hand's on the lovely cork yoga mat, which is on a carpet. So there's a lot of sensation as I rock between the two hands and feel the closeness of one more than the other, the pressure and the contact. That's the word. And if I'm careful, I can rock more vigorously. One hand comes off, and the other lands. They rock side to side, sort of diagonally. I don't know if you can hear the other sounds, but somehow ended up on all fours. And as well as rocking backwards and forwards, which I really like. By backwards and forwards, I mean sort of head to tail. In the same direction as the length of the spine. I'm using my toes a lot. It's like bouncy, pushing rock. It's fun. I think it's fun. My hands aren't exactly even, one's in front of the other. Don't know why that is, but it sort of makes me feel like I'm about to take off. You know, that like, that kind of thing of like, you know, when a runner's on the starting blocks, their limbs are organized, not parallel exactly. And this bouncing from my toes makes me think, oh, I could just shoot off. I mean, shoot off into a wall, but could be all right. And then it's also like, done really easy to like move the hands around to get another kind of weird, asymmetrical, slightly frantic rock, which is all good, I think. I just untucked my toes, so my toes are sort of pointed, and I'm not exactly in all fours now. I don't know how it's happened, but my legs are a bit wider apart, which makes me want to be a bit more upright. How can I rock here? It's a big ask on the hips. So I can only do really small rocking. Somehow I'm now doing a rock that is like a circle in one direction and then a circle in the other direction with a little swing in between. Don't know how that's happened. It has, and my fingers are on the floor, sort of supporting the weight of my upper body. But I'm still sort of sitting on my shins, my legs quite far apart. Leaning forwards a bit. There's something vaguely sexual about this posture and the rocking, but it's also a bit like childbirth or something like that. Suddenly had the urge to put my forearms on the floor, so that's what I've done, and it slowed the rocking. I can feel my toes coming together a bit, which makes it a bit easier on the hips. I'm sort of almost in a kind of wide-legged child's pose type thing, you know, that yoga posture. And the rocking is slow, forwards and back, bouncy. It's a bouncy kind of rocking. If I think about it, I can sort of, as I move forwards, draw my elbows towards my pelvis without moving them at all, so that I can feel like the muscles around my armpits work. And that makes it a sort of weird staccato rock. Or I can let it go and then it's really loose. need to remember to drop my head. Feel my neck getting tense. Everything else is feeling quite relaxed and loose, and my neck is stiff. I'm doing a kind of circular rocking now. Feels like I'm doing it to the right. What might that mean? Sort of clockwise in my own sensation of it. So my torso, abdomen is parallel to the floor kind of thing. Yeah, about parallel to the floor. And my forearms are on the floor. And my shins are on the floor. My knees are bent quite wide. And, oh, the rocking changed direction. It doesn't feel very voluntary, this. It feels like it just sort of happens. I wonder if you can hear the furniture or my hair. I'm really aware of my hair. I've got long hair and it's all over the place. I feel like I'm in a kind of hair shroud. It's quite dark in here anyway, but feels nice for my hair. Feels nice for my hands to have my hair on them rocking. Sweeping by as I'm now anti-clockwise. Still body parallel to the floor. I can feel a kind of mobilization of my spine, like sort of mid-back thoracic spine, the spine attached to the rib cage. Feels a relief just to pause for a second. I come to sit on my bum with my knees crossed. I can still sort of feel a sense of rocking. Somehow feels like I can hear the rocking. Something about what rocking has done for that short time has done to my sense of hearing. Of internally.
Touches thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. We've been sailing with the cargo. Said I'd
the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Up to now we sailed through every storm, and I've always had your tender lips to keep me warm. Oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. We've been sailing with a cargo full of love and devotion. So I'd like to know, got the notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion. So I'd like to know where you got the notion.
Sitting cross-legged, and you can rest your hands comfortably wherever that might be. I tend to put them on my legs, and then so we're sitting on the ground, I should say, and we're just going to start rocking on your sitting bones, so moving side to side. Rocking gently or more vigorously. And you can close your eyes if you want to. But noticing how that rock travels up your body. Moving the weight side to side on the hip, on the sit bones. But noticing how it travels up the spine, into the neck, maybe the head moves. Just taking our time here to enjoy the rock. Sit bone to sit bone. And I'm going to go silent for a little bit to let you find your sit bone rock side to side, letting that travel up your spine. Maybe take your knees, so we're still sitting,
And you can try and keep the rock going if you want. You can bring your knees up. Maybe you use your hands for that. So you bring your knees close to your chest. Knees pointing to the ceiling. And you're placing your hands in front of the knees. And slowly taking your feet off the floor, trying to find your balance point. And maybe your feet cross at the ankles. Just finding that balance. Taking your feet off the floor. And at some point, when you found that balance point, just gently curving your spine and letting yourself fall back, rock back. Letting yourself fall gently, rocking on the spine. I'm doing it too, that's why my voice is going to change. So curving the spine. Rolling back and then coming back to sitting. Feet off the floor. Just letting the momentum take you backwards and forwards. And maybe it might be useful to keep the hands on the front of the knees. Or maybe you want to put them on your thighs just behind the knee joint and use that as a kind of lever, something to push against, pull against. But just taking your time to play. Rocking back and forth like an egg. Thinking of ball shape, whatever imagery is useful. Curving the spine, finding the falling moment, and using the momentum to come back up. Maybe your feet touch the floor and you can push off with those again. Maybe you want to try and keep your feet from touching the floor. Maybe you want to use your breath. As you fall back, it's normally when I breathe out. Using the momentum to come back up. Taking a rest wherever you need it. Rocking and rolling. In your egg shape. And then taking a moment in the next rock. Your next rock back. Just letting that bring you onto your back. So finding a moment onto your back, extending the legs, extending them long so you're lying flat on the floor. And just taking a moment to notice the stillness. How you feel after that rock. Can you feel it moving around in your body? Letting all your muscles relax. Noticing what feels more energized, what feels more relaxed. Maybe something feels tighter. And when you feel ready, when you've had enough of stillness, rolling onto your side, extending your underneath arm so that it's long on the floor and you can use that as a pillow for your head. So your head's resting on your extended underneath arm, the one that's on the floor. In your other arm can rest wherever's comfortable on your body, or maybe you want the palm on the floor. And from your feet, just start to push and rock the body up and down, pushing from the feet. Working your body up and down, feet to head. Just noticing what body parts are involved. So there may be a bit of movement in the thighs, pushing. Just a gentle, small rock, pushing yourself up and down from the feet, and maybe that free arm, the top arm, gives an extra push through the palm. Just playing with different push points. Maybe the underneath arm, you want to turn the palm down, push from there, or maybe it's more comfortable to bring the palm up, finding the comfiest, easiest rock you can. Relaxing your muscles as much as possible. And I'm gonna go silent for a little while to let you find your side rock up and down from the feet to the head, pushing through the feet. And slowly, in your own time, when you're ready, maybe you can use that push of the feet and the rock to turn you onto your belly. And then letting the legs go long, tops of the feet to the floor. You might want to rest your forehead on your hands, so kind of folding at the elbows and making a pillow for your hands, and then just starting to rock the pelvis side to side. It's my favorite rock. Rocking the pelvis, trying to relax all those big muscles, so maybe seeing if you can let your bum muscles relax and your thigh muscles and your quads. Feeling them jiggle around, massaging the muscles on the floor by rocking the pelvis side to side. Trying to find the comfiest, easiest position, maybe head turned to the side, resting on the hands. Just letting as much go as possible. Playing with the speed, maybe the intensity. Rocking the pelvis side to side. Letting go of any tension. Noticing any muscles that feel like they're getting massaged. I'm gonna go silent for, well, I'm gonna end here and just let you rock this out. So it's not the end of the show, but we'll come back in a moment or so. But just taking the time to really let go of any tension. Rocking that pelvis side to side. Enjoying the muscle massage.
So those were the two rocking practices. We're recording this outro before we've heard each other's. So I would love to be able to say something about whether we're the same or different or the connections, but actually we'll spend some time doing that kind of analysis and reflection next time, in a couple of weeks' time. But we're also really curious about your experience of listening or practicing or both.
Yeah, we'd love to hear what you experienced or any new thoughts you had or old thoughts or any kind of response that you had to, like Gilly said, either listening or doing would be great. And you could send, you can send them in via email to me at bookleyhello@gmail.com. So that's BUCKLEYHELLO or lowercase at gmail.com. And that could be written. You could, it would be great if people sent us audio, small audio recordings of responses, or if you want to, I don't know, if you drew a picture in response, you want to send us that. Anything would be lovely. We'd just really like to hear, see, know what you experience.
Yeah, definitely. And then, so then we've got two more episodes to go. And so next time, the two of us will talk about our experiences of doing rocking practice. And then the final episode of the series will be hearing from you all, and we'll build the show around that.
Mm-hmm. So the next show is 29th of September, same time, 8 p.m. And you can listen back to any show that we've done. Well, any show on the Star and Shadow Radio, but yeah, find us on there. And we're going to finish with another rocking of the boat, but this time Aaliyah rock the boat, slow, just very slowed down version. So enjoy.
rock the boat.